Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're going to let some sunshine in tonight. We have some special guests for you to talk to you about the future of wellness today. That's right. You hear us talking about scalar energy every week with research scientist Tom Palladino, the host of this radio show, who is in the field right now doing some research and is going to bring back some really interesting information for all of you. And that is Tom's passion, research. So we miss him, but we're going to have a really fun show tonight. We're going to get into some of the science because we have with us tonight as my stand-in co-host for research scientist Tom Palladino, Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark is with the Pastoral Medical Association, a former chiropractor for 17 years who decided to go outside of the box when he was encountering conditions and situations with his clients that the box wasn't working for. And so we are very, very honored to have Dr. Mark, a gifted healer in his own right, a living scalar broadcast system. Dr. Mark, are you with us?
I am, Gigi. Thank you so much for the kind introduction. Welcome, everyone, to the show. You're in for a real treat, and it's a blessing to be with you tonight.
Dr. Mark is intimately familiar with the work of research scientist Tom Palladino, and I'm going to let him tell you more about that shortly. But what we want to do is, I mean, once and for all, don't you just want to try to get like the science on this? What's this really all about, this scalar energy? And since this is the threshold of really how everything is going to completely change in the wellness paradigm, I think it'd be good to get some bare bones about the science. How do you feel about that, Dr. Mark?
Oh, I love it. You know, Gigi, things are emerging and so quickly, and it's so wonderful that that we're learning so many things that correspond to the invisible, because the waves are there. The waves are inside of our body. The cells talk at a cell level, and the communication of the body is what's so important. And we're going to be talking about scalar energy tonight and electromagnetics and a lot of things, but the body can heal itself. That's the big message that we come home with at the end of the day with this amazing show, is that there is hope in healing. There is hope in the very prospect of distance work and scalar energy. And so I'm passionate about this work. I know you are, Gigi, but your best days are ahead of you. So we just want you to hold on and grasp this information tonight and be real excited, because you're going to put the pieces together that make sense for you and your family so that everything becomes more crystal clear.
And, you know, it's like, Dr. Mark, it's we have this concept that disease is some kind of random occurrence, like you stepped on the unlucky spot or something and it just came out of nowhere, and nobody seems to understand it. But really, in the realms that you and I have had to delve into, which are really advanced science from Germany, from Russia, from the ancient arts of Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine, also American and Pan-American and European folk medicine, we found a different story, didn't we? And now, with the advent of these incredibly advanced future technologies that we have here right now, the whole landscape of hope has completely changed in the medical realm, which is really great, because it happens to be simultaneous with the worst degradation in health in our nation, in the United States, probably ever in the history of the nation. So to me, it is a divine intervention that right when we need it the most, Look what's coming up. People that have been persevering behind the scenes, doing incredible breakthrough work like you have, Dr. Mark. Incredible case histories, incredible stories I've heard. And you're going to have one of your clients on tonight. Am I correct?
Yes, that's a goal. And, you know, they've had just amazing results. And so it's real exciting. Unequivocally, I agree with everything that you're saying, and I know you've had some phenomenal results too, Gigi, with Scalar Energy, as I have. And so it's wonderful that these technologies are out there. Tom has a big heart. It's wonderful that he's dedicated his life to really making improvements in so many people's lives. Health conditions can turn around. And when you give the body the proper information and energy, folks, it's just like a whisper. It's like sometimes you're across the house and you have to yell and you're trying to get somebody's attention. But sometimes the body just needs like touch, like a back rub or like, a kiss from a distance, you know. And so when we talk about this subtle energy, your body takes in all kinds of information all day long. Like close your eyes and you're taking less information. Your eyes are processing constantly. And your sensory, and then we're bombarded by we've talked about it, Gigi, the electromagnetic spectrum and all the different,
yes.
The radiations and so forth. So we really do need a system. We need a system behind the scenes, and Tom Palladino has provided for us an amazing array of his life work, bringing it together so that we can understand it, but the most important thing is we can feel and see a difference.
Well, that's it. You know, I have a little article here that I'm just going to read a couple excerpts on that kind of really encapsulates what you just said and brings it all together. It says, when we consider the order of the planets all in their perfect orbits and the order of electrons orbiting around the protons and neutrons of the smallest speck of dust, we see that both the microcosm, which is this very smallest thing, and the macrocosm, which is the very largest thing, are governed by interrelated harmonic patterns of perfect order. This is known as coherence, or in simpler terms, harmony, everything in its place, performing its perfect function. Chaos, on the other hand, is an interruption of this order, and entropy is the natural decay of this order. Dis-ease and entropy are largely symptoms of a body out of harmony and out of order, whose chaos is blocking the inherent regenerative capacity of the body. Under these conditions, the pH of the body turns acid, and the body then becomes a favorable terrain for pathogens to multiply and embed. And the next paragraph goes into this. There are many things that we're being exposed to in our modern world that are creating chaos, disharmony, incoherence, and dis-ease in the body. These energies and substances are destroying the cellular communication, the immune system, and preventing the normal responses in the body to actually fight the pathogen. These substances and energies are also specifically neurotoxic and are poisoning the brain and blocking proper function of every body system, preventing the body from maintaining itself. And so what's really neat about what you're saying, Dr. Mark, is Tom's technology, ladies and gentlemen, has the ability to address this root problem. I mean, you can chase after a symptom or even after a disease name. I remember when it was so important in my wellness journey, I had to know what I had. I wanted to know what I had. What was the name? What was the name? And then when I found out, it was like, oh, that's a bad name. That name carried with it a lot of really negative stuff. And I was like, well, now that I know the name and it's really negative, what am I going to do about it? I instinctively knew that there had to be hope, because I knew that our divine creator was a creator of love. And I had been studying herbs of the different continents, and I saw that each continent had its own pharmacy of herbs for every single condition known to man. So even though I was coming up against some scary labels for disease, when you can just push that all out of the way and go to the core issue here, which is at the atomic level of whether your body's cells and your body's quantum particles are in order. And when they're in order, the body is like a miraculous, magical machine that can deal with almost any situation. Dr. Mark, what are some of the amazing things that you've seen in your practice when the body, when the blockages to the body's function are removed?
You know, in our world of integrative chiropractic arts, we've studied acupuncture over the years, herbology, homeopathy. It's just wonderful to have a symphony of technology, not only biofeedback, but just what the body needs. Does it need sound? Does it need color? Does it need physical touch? Does it need an alignment? There are so many wonderful modalities we can reach out to these days, and scalar energy and the technology that Tom is sharing with the world is just that missing piece that I feel such an answer to prayer as it relates to even the testimonial that's coming up in a little bit. We all want to be relieved of suffering. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be pain-free? I mean, it's in within our scope. It's finding out sometimes what the cause is. Other times, it's releasing our attachment to the name that we have to have you know, permission to take a step forward. So we kind of are in this toggle of yes, wanting to know, but being flexible with the pure potentiality of what our body really wants to heal itself. So some of the conditions we've seen resolve from painful issues or migraines or low back pain, you know, the chronic bumps and bruises and weekend athlete stories, the body can rid itself of pain when you release the blockages of the energy of what's actually going on. So just on a pain note, if you're having trouble sleeping, it's interesting when you study acupuncture, even the time of the day is important to help the body heal itself and get past these blockages like gallbladder. For example, if you knew this before, but it's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., in the morning. That's the gallbladder. So liver is 1 to 3 a.m. So what does that mean? Well, 1 to 3 a.m., say you're waking up at 2:30 every morning. Well, now we're talking insomnia, but for example, if you woke up and had nightmares or a headache, then there could be an example of the body trying to send a signal to you as it relates to liver. So the full story of sleep, 3 to 5 a.m. is the lung. Very interesting, huh, Gigi? And large intestine, 5 to 7 a.m. So when these blockages occur in the body, you can overcome them. Scalar energy in Tom's work is really approaching it from a distance energetics point of view, which I totally understand because I get the prayer thing. I get prayer. It's like up and off a satellite, right? The answers come back, yes, no, or wait. And we love the yeses. Well, with scalar energy, it's like a pat on the back. It's the whisper we were talking about that allows your body to heal itself. It's the innate intelligence that chiropractors talk about all the time. God hardwired us for perfection. But when we're in a world of eating the wrong things or trying to figure out what beverages are best for us, it's like, you know, we know that there are best case scenarios out there for not only food and water, but even, you know, proper air and so forth, it's so important for our body. So clean air. So I know that this this big picture that you're talking about, Gigi, is important, but it's also recognizing the power from above and the divine to heal us. But we have to do our part too, don't we?
We absolutely do. And part of it is just wanting the truth. Because it's out there for us. And if you really want the truth, you can cut through so many detours to disaster. Because the truth is really our friend. I think in our society right now, a lot of us are dealing with overwhelm in every arena. And then there's a mechanism of overwhelm where literally parts of the brain shut down. The mind can go into what's called cognitive dissonance, which is when the information presented is challenging the worldview on such a level that the person kind of short circuits and they revert to an alternate reality. Now, the problem with that is that we're not smart enough to build reality. But our loving creator built an amazing reality and has brought us an answer right now with scalar energy that is the divine energy. And that's why our show is called the Divine Energy Radio Show, is because we're finding out that this, I'm reading now here from a scientific paper called Extracting Electromagnetism from a Vacuum, but it has a really great definition of scalar energy. And just so you know that this isn't woo-woo, everybody, this is true science. I'm going to just read this definition to you really quickly. When scalar potential is set upon a transmission line, it speeds down the line at nearly light speed, revealing its vector nature. When it is set onto the middle of the transmission line, it speeds off in both directions simultaneously, revealing its multi-directional vector nature. In addition to this observation, there is rigorous mathematical proof as well. In 1903, E.T. Whittaker showed that the scalar potential identically is a harmonic set of longitudinal electromagnetic bidirectional wave pairs. Now, when we say electromagnetic here, that's for lack of a better word, where each wave pair is comprised of a coupled longitudinal EM wave and its phase conjugate replica. So basically what you're having is you're having a two harmonic, even two is you can't even limit it to this many. You have an infinite number of harmonic waveforms that are literally canceling out negative energy by their very nature. So when Tom directs this energy to your body, and what we've seen is it's not just on the physical level. People have tremendous changes in their emotional well-being. They even have spiritual breakthroughs where they were feeling blocked spiritually. That's because these waves that are considered really the primordial wave in this other medical paper that I have that I'll read a little bit on later on, they talk about it being really the primary energy of all energies, like the stem cell of all energies. When this gets to the body, to the soul, to the being, order starts to come back in, and then you begin to discover you weren't created to be sick and tired. You weren't created to have emotions stuck in your body causing pain. That is one of the causes of pain today now. It's stress. It's unresolved emotional issues. You found that in your practice, haven't you, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's wonderful because there are ways that you can shift the energy that's stuck in the body. And when our body stores this negative energy, let's say it's could be resentments or unforgiveness, anxieties, panic, even issues like low self-esteem and low self-confidence, we find very, very common. It's because our school system or even the churches or even our peer groups haven't really focused in on how to overcome these things. So we're really carrying these energies through life, but we can overcome them. And so I believe in a spiritual approach that is above down, inside out, that where our body can heal itself. We can get our symphony back in proper tune. It's the violin that's off in the orchestra. Everybody knows it, right? And so it's important to tune those instruments before the show. The great thing is your body has the ability to heal itself. And when you're utilizing the scalar energy, if the organs are out, they can obviously be raised to a higher vibration. Also, what's important is are the electrons in our body. Gigi, you mentioned pH, and I wrote a book on pH back in 2004, 2005 called The Hidden Chemical Invasion, simply talking about, folks, the 120,000 or more chemicals that are out there in our environment, the ones we have more frequent access to can disrupt the energy in our body, in our hormone receptor sites. It's that body burden that has the chemicals that are actually stored in minute levels in our system causing disruption. Well, our emotions can be disrupted as well. And at our best is really when we're on the game of, you know, love, joy, and peace. And that's our mantra, you know, pure love, pure joy, perfect peace. And that sounds great on paper, but the overwhelmed Gigi that you're talking about is so common, it almost goes unconscious, but you know something's wrong because you're venting, you know, right? You're venting to somebody, and it's okay to vent, but it's also okay to heal.
Absolutely. And sometimes venting Well, basically, you know, we need these extra benefits of having these advanced technologies right now, because our society, the way it's structured, the breakdown of the extended family, and so on and so forth, we can go just every level of society, we are more challenged, really, and Yeshua, Messiah, said this than any other generation in the history of time. And so we need extra help. And what's so great about scalar energy and a lot of these other modalities that you're very familiar with, Dr. Mark, is that it's like cheating almost in a way, but in the good way. It's like Father God is having mercy. It really is his mercy, because it takes a lot of work to get accomplished what the scalar treatments do, just without any effort on your part except saying, I'm willing and I believe and I want to do this. But we found that even when people don't believe and they don't even know they're getting these treatments, they still end up getting amazing results. So it's definitely not a placebo effect. But what it is, it's like having the key to the kingdom. It really is going to cut through so many hundreds and even probably thousands of dollars of spending on your health. And also emotionally, like we're talking about, since emotions, Dr. Mark, are a chemical reaction in the body, if you're in a pervasive emotional state, even on the subconscious level, like someone said something to you, and it's one of those things, like one of those moments in time where someone says, oh, you know, like parents will say to their kids, oh, you'll never amount to anything. And then it's in their subconscious, and they literally believe it their whole life, and then become a self-fulfilling prophecy until they really go back to that moment in time and say, you know what? I don't agree with that, and I want to be free from that. But what's really great is scalar energy has the ability to kind of shake that stuff out and bring more coherence. A lot of work can just be zoomed through when you have this turbo boost of this primordial foundational energy bringing order back into your being. But it doesn't replace the things, like you said, Dr. Mark, that we have to do on our part. And let's go over some of those things, because really what I've noticed is those clients of Tom's who are making sure they have what they need nutritionally and are doing the emotional work and doing their other work, really, their results exceed everyone's.
And you have to be proud of people that are taking personal responsibility for their health. So congratulations to all of you that are utilizing the scalar energy for your pets and your family. I really appreciate those people that are willing to win, that have a energy meets energy attitude, you know, and they're really trying to overcome these things. We do have a lot bombarding us, and we do have a lot of things, competing, right, for just harmony in our body and balance. And so it's really great when you can utilize something like just a compliment. What does that do for us, you know? That helps us so much. You know, a smile with a twinkle in the eye, you know, you hold the door open for somebody, and you just, these little mini accolades throughout the day do so much. Well, just imagine what scalar energy is doing for you every single day throughout an entire week. I mean, if we were literally in the Garden of Eden, Gigi, and we've talked about this, it's like, are we in perfection mode? I mean, if you stub your toe, you're like, it heals in what, seconds? You know, so the awesome thing is when we have accelerated healing and the right answers coming to us all the time, it's like getting 10 compliments in a row. So when your body is getting the perfection that it desires, what that means is just the right answer. You know, somebody might say, Mark, just get it right. Well, that's called righteousness, I guess. You know, when we get it right in God's eyes, that's one thing. But when we get it right on a physical, energetic level, we just step right up and want to do our best because we can. And so everyone that's utilizing Tom's technology, I really congratulate you because you're on the cutting edge. You're really looking for that step up and that leg up in life, but you're absolutely excited about tomorrow. And so this is absolutely is changing the world. It is changing the world because the people that have a testimonial like we'll hear coming up, it's so exciting to me. I don't have to have all the right answers. I don't have to have all the answers. But I'll tell you what, God does have all the right answers, and so the technology fits perfectly in alignment with what our best potential is in life, Gigi.
It does. And you know, I do have a personal story around technologies, because a lot of people may be saying, well, there weren't technologies in the Garden of Eden. But really,
I'll tell you what, even though there weren't technologies in the Garden of Eden, Gigi, absolutely, we have the ability to heal ourselves. And so when you're in an envelope, when you're in perfection and a perfect body field, it makes a big, big difference when you're balanced and when you're whole and complete. So, folks, if you're pain-free right now, you would almost say that's a blessing, wouldn't you? So, in other words, I enjoy a pain-free lifestyle, and I think that's one of the blessings that we're talking about. And scalar energy can just be a part of your equation in helping you to get back to, I say, 95% good days a month. I think that sounds great on paper, but at the same time, we all have the ability to do better. So some of those things we were talking about that we can do on a consistent basis, I say prayer is almost at the top of the list. Give thanks, give gratitude mode for even the stuff that isn't going quite right, the overwhelm, the drama. You know, when you give praise and thanks, one thing that you will find in your life is that everyone wants to take your joy, right? Everybody wants to steal your joy. It seems like that's possible. And so what happens is when you really take inventory and go into gratitude mode for even the things that aren't quite right, I'll tell you what, you will see things start to turn around. And so we want to have pure water. We want to be drinking the best water, ionized water, I recommend. But other things that support the electrons flow in the body is exercise. We certainly recommend that as well, and pure foods and whole foods, organic foods. Highly recommended because they're a higher vibration. So as we go to the break here just in a little bit, the element of really taking care of your temple, taking care of your body is really the key element, because we're in control of this temple. There's so many things on the outside that are affecting us, but we can control what we put into our bodies. We can also control our reactions or our responses to those external stresses. So really, it's all about the body's ability to heal itself, and these extra little elements that are beautiful, like the scalar energy, makes such a difference. Wouldn't you agree, Gigi? We might be having some difficulty. No problem, folks. So I tell you what, we'll go to a break just in a little bit here, but we're real excited about our call, our testimonial coming on just in a little bit. But I'm excited because I'm watching some of the, if you will, positive elements unfold right before our eyes that are the benefits of scalar energy, not only in the realm of detoxification and helping our bodies, but we are seeing some great results as well. And I know there's stories from all over the world about the scalar treatments and what Tom is helping us out with. But we'll be right back after this break, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, who's out in the field doing research right now, and our special host, Dr. Mark, with us tonight, a healer in his own right, a living scalar broadcast system, and also a very accomplished chiropractor for 17 years who left the old paradigm and is really kind of forging forward with the new frontier of medicine as the NIH defines CAM medicine, which is complementary and alternative medicine, exploring energy technologies, energy wellness, the energy realm of health, which really is the future of wellness. And Dr. Mark, are you with us?
I am, Gigi. Thanks so much for having me tonight. It's just been a blessing, and I appreciate all the great information. And Tom Scalar Energy is really something to talk about.
Well, I'm so grateful that you saved the day when I got knocked off the air here just a few minutes ago. And you're just like the most excellent stand-in host ever. And so we have one of your clients coming on here, Dr. Mark. And one of your clients had a very serious situation, and you got her on the scalar. Please give us the background.
I'd love to, and this is a dear friend, and she's a client, and we have a membership in the office, and so it's really exciting because when we're in the situation, where it doesn't seem like things are turning around. And if you're taking a lot of nutrition already, maybe if there's a better way and you don't have to take five more supplements, Gigi, I've been in that situation
right.
before, you kind of hit a burnout at some point in time. So we saw that element, but also just hearing about the stories about how viral dynamics can shift with scalar energy, I was excited. And I'm like, I've heard this 9 different herpes viruses that are out there. So we've heard of the one, which is the, you know, that deals with canker sores and so forth. And we've heard others that deal with reproductive. We've heard others that deal with chronic fatigue, herpes 4 and 5. And so there's just, and herpes 6. So there's just a whole myriad of organisms that are out there. Some of them don't necessarily need to be in the body, best case scenario. And that's what we call an infection. But basically, a lot of people all over the globe have one of the 9 herpes viruses inside their system, but maybe it's on a quiet mode and you're not really having any reactions. But when it's a raging element and it's really uncomfortable, that could include our guest tonight. Anne is on with us. And Anne, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Thanks for joining us tonight. Really appreciate your time and being on. But you and I have talked about detoxification. So we certainly know that it's important to take care of our body. And sometimes it includes detoxification. But what would you say was giving you the most trouble, why the scalar energy treatments were attractive to give that a try in the last month?
What was giving me the most problems before or during?
Let's say before, like what was giving you the most trouble with the viruses and so forth?
Oh, the canker sores.
And then give us just a little bit of a background in how long you'd had those and how almost ridiculous it was, why things weren't clearing up as it related to that.
Okay. I've had them on and off for the last few years, but in the last year or so, they've been almost constant. And I would take like a lot of, I don't know, sometimes 12 lysine pills in a day, and I would try zinc. I would try some homeopathic stuff, and I can't remember right now what it was called, but they would clear up partially, or eventually they would clear up sometimes, but not always. But I was just getting tired of never getting rid of them completely.
Oh, absolutely. I know you're struggling with that. It just affects our emotions. It wears us down. Certainly ketchup is not something you can do, you know, with canker sores. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you have to avoid in your diet. And you're like, oh my gosh, come on already. You know, the frustration hits an all-time high. So I understood you were frustrated on all this thing. Yes.
I'm sorry. It was very difficult to eat sometimes. Not just because I had them in my cheeks, but I even had them on my tongue.
Ugh.
Well, that was really painful.
Yes, my son
and
had
it, did
that.
It ever occur to you that, you know, that you had a drug deficiency, that you needed to take a medication for this?
No.
Not really, right? So I'm with you. But at the same time that the body is trying to heal itself, but sometimes it just stuck, right? And sometimes it's maybe a nutrient that we need. But when you heard about the scalar, were you a little bit skeptical at first, or were you kind of excited to try something based, you know, on your desperate situation?
Well, after you told me about it, I thought, yes, I sure wouldn't mind trying, because I'm awful tired of having this constantly.
Now, Gigi, Gigi, you've actually had scenarios with people that you know about that have had viral challenges as well, wouldn't you say? And they've gotten results from the scalar?
Oh, well, we had I have a PCR test actually in my possession from one of Tom's clients that had hepatitis C for 35 years. and the VA, his last test showed absolutely zero viral load and no DNA detectable. Also, we had on our show, I was honored to interview a beautiful client that had had herpes for about 40 years. And it was the kind that was really ravaging her whole system. And she went on it totally clear. And so I started hearing these stories, and I'm like also reading research about how herpes is one of the factors in Alzheimer's and some of these aggravated nervous system conditions that plague our older generation. Shingles is as absolutely pure torture. And to realize that we have something right now that is totally non-invasive as far as like disturbing the tissue. It's totally non-toxic. No one has ever had a negative side effect from it. And then all of these testimonies are pouring in with these DNA, negative DNA tests. I was like, this is absolutely the divine energy. And so, Anne, what was your experience then after you started your treatments?
Well, it took, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days till I noticed that they started to diminish. And then I can't remember, I think maybe it was a week before they were totally gone. So I was just excited because now I had freedom to eat anything again.
Oh, that's great. And so you're still on it and nothing's cropped up.
Well, I've had a tiny little bit of raw skin kind of at the base of my gums, but nothing has ever manifested and it has always disappeared.
Well, you know, what we have found specifically with this particular virus, the varicella virus, which is the herpes family, is that it so infests the nerve tissue, the nerve cells themselves, that there's a little bit of a reaction, almost like it's like when you're used to doing something every morning and you have a routine and then someone, you know, takes, if they were to take the coffee maker and go hide it in the other room and you go over there and your coffee maker's not there and you're like, where's the coffee? That's kind of what's happening. The cells, the nervous cells are so trained by this virus. The virus has been cracking the whip like, we are going to make these awful, horrible sores and this pain go up and down the nervous system. And so when the virus is actually disassembled by the scalar energy, that reflex, that tissue memory, that cellular memory is still there. And so it's the body keeps going through the motions. It's looking for the coffee maker. So there are sometimes symptoms, but it's never like a full breakout. And always they resolve very quickly. And then eventually just nothing happens ever. I mean, these are the stories that I've heard. So you have that to look forward to, Anne.
I'm looking forward to that. That's wonderful.
And so what would you tell someone that was maybe, you know, dealing with an ongoing issue, something like this that maybe, you know, it isn't a life and death medical issue, but it really does change your quality of life. What would you say to them?
Oh, I'd say definitely try it. It's certainly worth a try.
Now, have you noticed any other benefits, Anne? How about your sleep, your mood, maybe your skin, your hair, anything?
I've been sleeping a lot better most of the time.
That's great.
I still wake up a little. I still wake up a few times like I used to, but I can fall asleep again right away, which I never could before.
That is huge. That is huge. Now, Mark, a lot of people are being their nervous system is being fried with microwave towers and cell phone towers. I know in our county here, which is not that large, we have the last count I heard was 487 cell phone towers. That does not even include the microwave towers, the antenna towers. There's all types of towers. What's the effect on the body from these towers, Dr. Mark?
Well, the radiations that are obtuse to the body, we really don't think about them, but some people are more sensitive than others, and they may have, like, computer stress, you know, with their eyes or just, you know, feel fatigue in front of monitors. Then as you talk about people that live next to power stations. I mean, that just goes without saying. But there is so much more of a burden these days with electromagnetic, and then we talk about the cell phone stress. And really, my friend would test phones, and he'd have these little chips in his pocket called diodes. And it got to a point as the phones advanced from flip phones back into these amazing, you know, 3 and 4G phones, that, you know, what are you going to do, wear a suit with these diodes on them, you know? So there is really a lot of concern that people have, and they're not feeling good. So that's definitely something to take a look at, dirty electricity in the home, something that can be mitigated by filters. Yeah, go ahead, Gigi.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's really one of the big factors in this huge insomnia epidemic, don't you think, Dr. Mark?
Indeed. Our delta brainwaves are what's, you know, at forefront when we're sleeping. So you need the proper frequencies and the brainwaves in balance to be able to really go through the four REM stages of sleep that are each about, you know, 90 minutes long. So we need that. It's nice to have an 8-hour sleep or a 7. Some people are chronically, you know, under-rested. And so it's important to their nervous system, as you mentioned, Gigi, be balanced. And that's the sympathetic nervous system. It's kind of like our fight or flight response, the go, 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 right? The one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas.
Yeah.
But also our parasympathetic nervous system is what flips into gear when we're sleeping or digesting. So if you think about rest, sex, and digest, that's the parasympathetic nervous system, folks, which is the brain and the, I say brain and butt, but it's really the brain and the lower nerves. And so that parasympathetic nervous system balance is very, very important for proper digestion. So if you're having challenges in that area, but more importantly, as it's kind of a helpful, and you might agree, to kind of document or chart, right, over the weeks of how the scalar energy is doing, because sometimes we forget what actually we're getting benefit from. We like forget the symptoms that we have before, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had those. It feels so good, folks, to be pain-free and full of energy. But I was going to ask Ann real quick, Ann, did you notice any, was there any element of detox or rewinding in time, you know, of some older things in your history with the scalar? Have you noticed anything like that?
Yes, I remember when I was a kid, we played hide-and-go-seek in our village in Canada, and we had to jump off of a lean-to of a barn in the dark and to get away from some other kids, and I landed on my thumb wrong, and it hurt me for a long, long time. I remember a couple of years it hurting me, and I had not felt it for years. And now, when I was on the scalar, I felt it a few times, or actually for a couple of days, and I thought, what in the world? Oh, that's from when I fell years ago.
Right. It's interesting, folks, because as you rewind, actually as you heal, your body, that kind of proves cellular memory, doesn't it, Ann?
Yes.
That we have these emotions that can be locked up in our fascia, which is like a saran wrap around every muscle, around every organ. I call it a saran wrap, but it's really like the wrapping around the spinal column called the dura, or the pleura around the lungs, or the pericardium around the heart. All the organs and muscles have a saran wrap. So that gets twisted, or it's torsion, and that's where the challenge can be. It can be locked up for years, right? But then when you're in that field of divine energy, when you're in that field, I say, of perfection, the best case scenario is to just go with it. Your body knows how to unwind, doesn't it, Gigi? Have you ever experienced that, where you actually almost have like a retracing? And have you seen that at all with the scalar?
Actually, we have. I was familiar with this homeopathic method called Heilkunst that does the retracing through the different layers all the way down to the miasm. And we've seen that definitely with doing detox work, where the body will peel layer by layer depending upon when certain exposures occurred. Now, with the scalar, it's totally different now. And how does your thumb feel now?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, it feels really great now, probably better than it ever has, huh?
Yes, it doesn't bother me at all. It just did for a couple of days, and then it was gone.
Yeah, because what's happening is the body's going in there. It now has information that it needs to kind of, like Dr. Mark's saying, unwind that part of the injury story and help to restore order to that, you know, injured tissue, that tissue that has the memory that is not perfection. And so we've seen with certain clients that they've had an adjustment phase. Sometimes they've had dreams and they've remembered things from their past. Other of them have felt emotions that they had been suppressing, like it was time for them to come up, and they've been able to move through them very quickly. But it's you're not going to hide anything from this energy because it is pervasive. It shows no entropy. It penetrates a Faraday cage. It is the primordial energy, nothing to be frightened of, because it has the perfect intelligence in it, just like we would maybe call it the mother of all energies. This is the mother of all energies, because like a mom, it knows how to take care of you. It knows exactly what you need, and it's got all the answers like a really great mom. And so I think that's applicable, and mom will know how to take you through whatever process your body needs to go through. You know, the body, when it sets its own priorities, that ends up being the fastest path to wellness. So you may not have thought, Anne, that thumb was any kind of a big deal, but apparently, and Dr. Mark, you know about the corresponding acupuncture points in that area of the body. I mean, one of the major, between the thumb and the forefinger, is one of the major points in the body. So an injury on the thumb, actually in Anne's body, ended up being a priority, something her body wanted to work on. And so that scalar energy knew that, and the body, and they were in perfect harmony in addressing that old injury. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty so amazing.
Awesome. So awesome. And it's like, and your husband's had some real exciting, you know, shifting, if you will, as well. But did he even have like a quick little snapshot of an old injury that just lasted like a day or two as well?
I think so. Like, I think, well, I don't know if he had, oh yes, with his ribs. That's right. He had broken a couple of ribs when he was in high school, I think, on the farm, and he had to sleep in a lazy boy, I think he said, like for 6 months. And now, recently, he's been on the scaler almost a month now, and he had pain in those ribs again, but it only lasted like a couple of days, and then it was gone again.
Oh, that is
exactly.
So exciting. It really is. It really is. And I knew someone that was in a grieving state, and from a very tragic situation that had happened. And the moment they went on the scaler, but they were like stuffing the emotions, which is very toxic, very not good for the body. They were not dealing with it. They were not finishing their grieving process. And they went on the scaler, and that day they cried and cried and cried. And then they were like over it. It was like the scaler helped them process it right then, which is sort of like what Mashiach said, unless you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. It's really beneficial to just process an emotion quickly, to deal with it then. But she wasn't dealing with these emotions, and we all know where that leads to. That's a straight fast track to disease. And so the scalar energy, she got it, and then she cried where she thought was in an inappropriate situation. But really, the next day she was like, you know, I'm done. I'm over this. And she moved through it so quickly. That's really exciting. This is a whole new level of just, not even just wellness, but well-being, that we are getting a leg up. So if, ladies and gentlemen, if you know anyone that is suffering from any kind of chronic emotional issue, any stuck patterns in their body, in their soul, in their emotions, in their mind, scalar energy could really be a huge benefit to them. It's definitely worth a try. I mean, the SRI drugs, the mood elevators, supposedly, their number one side effect is suicide and suicidal thoughts. So we're being given other answers, and now you have Dr. Mark verifying. Tom is doing research out in the field. We had an amazing doctor on the last show. This is scientifically verified. It's nothing to be frightened of. You're being exposed to scalar energy every day through the sun, through the stars, through our Earth. The very terra firma that we're standing on resonates with scalar energy, just on a more subtle level. This technology by Tom Palladino directs the energy to you like a laser. And it's sort of different. You know, you can lie out on the beach and get a tan, but when you take a laser and you pinpoint it on something, you get something very specific done, don't you? And that's the same thing with this scalar. It goes, it's directed right to you, so you get kind of like a laser focus, a dose of pure order and intelligence, and the body thrives on it. And it takes that information. It's like, wow, I had almost forgotten how to do that. I had so many chemicals and EMFs and all this stuff kicking my butt every day. But now with the scalar, I remember how to do this. I know that sounds silly, but when you go down into the actual biochemical and electrochemical reactions, that's exactly what's happening, because these chemicals that we're exposed to in our environment are electrical impeders. They impede the flow of electricity. The nervous system cannot talk to itself. The cells cannot talk to each other without flow of electricity. So that's one of the huge benefits of scalar. And so Dr. Mark, isn't it amazing that what are we looking at here? If scalar is going to keep unraveling and unwinding, what can we hope to expect in the future with longer usage?
Absolutely. I would say that you know, our goal and our destiny in life, wouldn't we say it's a great sleep-wake cycle? It's pain-free. It's really being able to respond in stressful situations and not have to react all the time. Or react and get over it. You know what I mean? Just those quick bursts of like, okay, I'm upset, but now I'm better. How long does it take me to get over it? And so we've really strived to find those answers, and it's neat to meet somebody like Tom Palladino that's taken his life work and really helps our world and all the people that I know could utilize the scalar energy. And really, we're looking at less suffering. We're looking at no pain. Wouldn't that be great, folks, to have no pain in your body? And so, you know, even though there's no guarantees, we've got this lifetime of energy and information that some of it isn't good. Some of it's injury. Some of it's scar tissue. Some of it, you know, we're maybe born with. And so we've got these challenges. But it's always an interesting thing when we can put the correct energy and information using scalar energy for the vitamins and minerals, for the nutrients that we try to get in our food, right? Is it really in there at the levels that it was in the Garden of Eden?
No, far from it.
Gigi, far from it, right? So we can expect that we're trying to slow down the aging process with the things that we can do that were within our ability, like eating better and exercising and drinking the proper water. But there's so many things that we're not aware of that the scalar energy kind of fills in the blank, if you will. It connects the dots, folks, for the intricacy of your inner matrix that allows your body to communicate on a better level. And it's all about cell-to-cell communication. Can you imagine if the cells weren't talking to each other anymore? We'd have complete chaos. And that's what happens in an injury that doesn't heal. So we need the electrons in our body, as Gigi mentioned, the voltage to be able to connect the dots, to be able to allow the body to flow, the meridians, then the chi, the CHI, the chi that flows through our meridians, folks, has a lot of hormones in it in a higher concentration than even in the blood. Did you know that? So the awesome thing is that as we slow down the aging process, enjoy our days, really have the vibrance and the energy and the passion to get up in the next day, there's a lot to say about even having more energy in life. Wouldn't you say, Gigi?
Absolutely. And actually, we're all out of time, Dr. Mark. But ladies and gentlemen, you can learn more about this amazing scalar energy. And we're so grateful to have you. That was an awesome explanation. And Anne, thank you for joining us. Please go to www.selfhealgo.com to learn more. selfhealgo.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark. Please join us again.
I'd love to. Thanks, Gigi. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.